On August 30th, a federal judge threw out a Trump administration rule that narrowed the definition of waterways protected by federal law to larger streams, rivers, and bodies of water. Environmental advocates say the move could be a win for thousands of smaller or seasonal streams and wetlands. To help us understand the decision, I'm joined by the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier. Welcome, Reed.
Hi, Kara.
The latest judicial ruling has to do with which waters are subject to federal protection. So can you give an overview of the debate?
Sure. So when Congress created the Clean Water Act back in the 70s, it said that the act regulates what are called waters of the United States. And obviously those include rivers and, you know, the Chesapeake Bay. And originally the Congress defined what was regulated under the Clean Water Act as anything that was navigable. But over the years, that definition expanded to include smaller and smaller streams and tributaries to those bigger rivers. Because, you know, if you dump something in a small stream, it'll flow down into a bigger river. But there's even smaller streams, and when a stream only flows at certain times of year or during a precipitation event, or a wetland isn't directly connected to a river but may flow through, you know, groundwater, should that be protected by the Clean Water Act? So the Obama administration decided in 2015 to add to the definition of waters of the United States to include more of those what are called intermittent or ephemeral streams and wetlands that sort of go further and further back into the watershed. Trump gets elected, he repeals that rule and replaces it with something called the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, which greatly reduced the definition of what is a protected stream. And what happened since then is six Native American nations sued, arguing that even intermittent or seasonal waters eventually flow downstream, and a judge ruled in their favor, saying that the Trump rule had fundamental substantive flaws that would risk serious environmental harm if enacted. And essentially, the judge turned the clock back to the definition of what was a protected water before Obama assumed office.
How many streams are we talking about?
It's actually quite a lot. There's been an estimate that as much as half of the stream miles in the United States, so it's not the volume of water, but just like if you measure out how long a stream is or a stream bed is, about half of the stream miles in the U.S. are basically dry for parts of the year. And that you can imagine that would have a lot more impact out west where, you know, a lot of the riverbeds go dry. And another number, scientists with the Trout Unlimited, that's an environmental and sportsman's group, found that about 6,000 wetlands and about 3,000 ephemeral streams were sort of no longer included in the Trump rule that would have been included under the older rules.
So how does this impact streams and waterways in Pennsylvania?
Because Pennsylvania's got a long history of water pollution from extractive industries like coal, the state has a few rules that it's set up even before the Clean Water Act to protect wetlands and streams. Its rules are a little bit stronger than the federal rules even. So in that way, it won't have a super big effect on Pennsylvania. However, environmental groups say, you know, having a stronger federal rule helps create a backstop in case, you know, the state legislature wants to loosen up the state's Clean Streams Law or similar rules around stream protection. It could also impact waters coming into Pennsylvania and also the waters that are flowing into the Chesapeake Bay, which Pennsylvania is part of an agreement to clean up. So indirectly, it could have an impact on the state.
The Trump rule was written with the preferences of ranchers and builders in mind. What's been the reaction to the judge's decision?
Well, business groups say that the judge's decision to throw out the Trump rule will add costs and uncertainty, not just to private industry and condominium projects and things of that nature and malls, but to public infrastructure, like if you're building or fixing a highway or a bridge, and there's a question about whether or not that stream bed you're going through or that canal or ditch is a federally protected water, could slow down that project. On the other hand, environmental groups say this decision was just a victory for common sense and that it'll protect waters and streams, you know, for generations.
What happens next?
Well, this is a decision by one judge, and it could certainly be challenged in court. So it's possible an appeals court or even the Supreme Court could take it up. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is writing its own rule about how to define the waters of the United States. A lot of this could be decided by Congress if they wrote a new law that specified more clearly what encompasses the waters of the United States. And as we've seen in other issues, Congress is fairly slow to act on a lot of these issues. So, you know, this could be the source of ongoing litigation, both for the existing rules that are on the books and also if the Biden administration comes out with a new rule that could and probably would be challenged in court.
Okay. Well, thanks, Reed.
Thank you, Kara.
Reed Frazier covers energy and other news for the Allegheny Front. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.